call to order for the governing board of the Pinal County Fire and Medical Board meeting for Tuesday, May 12, 2026. Would join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All board members are in attendance. We have a quorum. Welcome to our guests. Appreciate you being here, Sheriff. Next item, Chief Report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So behind the Chief's tab, you'll see the Fire Chief's Report for the month of May. 8 new applications received during the month. Our manpower currently is still at 100%. We're facilities and equipment. We're doing the apparatus relettering. Continues through the month to the new Pinal County Fire Medical Authority. Training for the month of May for the EMS side is respiratory emergencies, and on the fire side, it's continuing our multi-company standard operations, and our management staff is leading us through that. Procedures and SOPs, target solutions, image trend are currently at 50% for 2026. Under community service during the month of April and May, outside the fire and emergency medical calls, we assisted 61 citizens with smoke detectors, challenges, and home safety repairs. Under fire school events and groups, the fire drill for the month of April was conducted. We continue to participate in all of the COVID follow-up for funding and refunding from DEMA, LEMA, and FEMA for those ESRAC grant opportunities for us. And on page 2, you'll see that we're still working off the $3,000 grant from Factory Mutual and the $100,000 grant from Representative Teresa Martinez and Chris Lopez as we go through that money as well for our public education program. On the staff reports, we've just switched to the new NERIS system, which is the National Emergency Response and Information System. So the old system was NIFRS, which was the National Fire Incident Reporting System. The reports aren't generating out of that quite yet, but for the month of April, we ran 250 calls. And I'll include those when the NERIS system is up in our next month's meeting as well. And that's the Chief's Report and Staff Reports for the month of April.
Motion to approve the Chief's Report and Staff Report.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is correspondence.
Several cards through the month for services rendered for the crew and staff as well.
Okay. Consent agenda, do you want to cover anything?
Yeah, so as of the close of the month, we're at $369.95. We haven't gotten a big bolus for April as well, so it'll be much larger. All bills are paid, all the reserve accounts are in as well, and we're running at below the percentage we've calculated for our budget for 2025-2026.
Okay. The next item is call to the public.
Motion
to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously to approve the consent agenda. So next item, call to the public. Sheriff Teeple, sir, honored to have you.
Absolutely.
So if I could, as we formed the Pinal County Fire Medical Authority in March, was our first step we did at expanding our district after 11 years of working with county officials, specifically the County Board of Supervisors. There's many people outside the area that currently don't have any fire and EMS coverage. And that's been our premise through all of our public safety meetings and our public information meetings is, you know, by morphing into PCFMA, we are now able to provide services to residents out there. And what really drove that, as you all know, has been the power plants. It's given us the bolus of information to do that. The Honorable Sheriff Teeple, again, is his crew runs in that 250 square miles, and many times they are alone and no one's coming to help them. So I'd ask the Honorable Sheriff to stand up and maybe talk about what this relationship does to help the sheriffs out as well, and as well as what a strategic partner they are for us to go forward. So,
sir, appreciate your guys' time, and always love to talk to you guys and love what you do. A little personal history of me, if you didn't know, April 28th, 2001, I was working on a 66 Ford Bronco and it blew up on me. I suffered third-degree burns over half my body. The upper third of my body is all skin grafts. So when I say that fire is very important to me and people getting proper fire care, it's personally important to me. I love being a cop, otherwise I'd be a firefighter, because everyone loves firefighters. I'm recently newly elected sheriff. I've been in office 15 months now. I will tell you that I am hopeful that the citizens of Pinal County want me to continue as the sheriff. And one of my goals is eventually, before I leave office, that we get fire protection for the entire county. There are many areas of Pinal County, in fact, where I live, that we really don't have a fire department yet. We have some volunteer firemen. Mm-hmm. If you heard of South Florence Volunteer Fire Department, the monastery helps us out. But they're, up until 5 years ago, we didn't even have that. We literally had a text message chain where we would text each other and say, hey, Marion's house is on fire, barn caught on fire, and people would go over there with their water trailers. And so we are a step up from that, but there are still large swaths of Pinal County that have no fire protection at all and have no ambulance service at all, because ambulance services in areas that don't have protection from you fine professionals, they're for profit, if you didn't know that. And the best example I can give you of this is there's a ranch over north of Oracle called Willow Springs Ranch. It's a beautiful ranch. The family ended up selling it to a family from out of state. That family moved to Willow Springs Ranch. Unfortunately, not long after they lived there, the father of the family suffered a medical emergency, and they called 911 and wanted an ambulance, and my dispatcher had to tell them, listen, there's no ambulance that's going to come to Willow Springs Ranch Road. Your best bet is to put the your injured person in your car and drive them out to the road, and they will meet you out at the freeway. They were very upset with that. Actually, how I got it was, at the time, I was still a lieutenant. It was before I got elected, and I got it as a complaint because they were very upset with the fact that my dispatchers would tell them that, and I had to go out to the ranch and explain to them that the fire for this area is non-existent. There's no fire department for north of Oracle 77 and that area. And B, the only ambulance service for this area is a for-profit service out of, they call it Tri-City Ambulance Service. And I said, they will not drive their ambulance down your four-wheel drive trail to your house because they will eat up all their profits, or they'd have to do 2 miles per hour. So that was the most prudent thing, was to haul them out. I don't know a deputy that at one time hasn't had to put someone in their vehicle and drive them to the hospital. My time was, is got a call. I was a search and rescue deputy, and a father, unfortunately, had taken his daughter out to scope in her rifle because she was a bit of a tomboy and she wanted to go deer hunting, and she'd never shot a high power rifle. And anybody that's ever shot a scoped rifle knows you keep the scope back here. But a lot of people get that half moon, and that's what she got. She had the scope up too close, and she shot her. And that was when I went out there. He says, well, where's medical? Where's fire? And I said, sir, you're on state trust land off of Cottonwood County Farms. There's no fire department out here. So we put them in my truck, and I drove them lights and sirens to the hospital. I would rather have professionally trained individuals. I do believe that after the fire, I've done better than a normal person, an average person, on learning fire prevention and learning firefighting, but I am in no way the professionals you guys are, and I don't want my deputies trying to be firefighters. I want you guys to be firefighters, paramedics to be paramedics, and my deputies be there to secure the scene. I'm open for any questions you guys got. I'm just really, really glad you're doing this, and I've always been a big fan of the mayor.
I don't have a question, but I have a comment. And I just, again, I speak for myself. I don't speak for anybody else, but I think we've got the greatest fire chief and the greatest sheriff in the country. And not only that, but good people. Good people. And I, for one, as a citizen of this community, thank you both, because I appreciate what both of you do. And we're all here to support you for everything. Well, now I'm speaking for everybody.
No, you are speaking.
Thank you both for what you do. We appreciate you both very much.
I'll second that you have the best fire chief.
And I'll add to that, every comment that I've heard about you or your people from Chief and from his crews have been 100% positive. That you guys are always bent over backwards to help them out, lend a hand, whatever they need. So thank you for that.
And our Rangers love working with you as well.
So back at you, brother.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we've ran, I was telling the sheriff earlier, we've ran since March, we did the incorporation of this, starting to name change the process forward, 12 structure fires already, and every one, the sheriff's just sitting there like, please help. The deputies are, I should say. And it's true. I mean, especially south of us, in many cases, there's multiple structures that would have burnt to the ground that we were able to stop at the original structure. But we can't do it without the partnership of the deputies securing the scene. Mm-hmm. And they're one of our biggest strategic partners to be successful. And, you know, and the sheriff and I have known each other now 11 years since I came, and it's been nothing but success and worked together on multiple things, and can't speak highly enough of them.
Thank you. And thanks to our deputy back there. He's helped us many times here. Yes. Yeah. We're always thankful to have him here. So thank you.
Thank you.
We know. We know. He may be short, but It's a man.
We'll put him back to the wall if he needs to.
That's right.
Does the public have any questions whatsoever?
I don't.
All right, thank you.
I got. Okay, so these people that you went to the home where they had no fire can got there, no EMS, whatever. So have you talked to those people since?
Yes, ma'am.
Are they planning on doing anything or?
They sold the ranch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was quite taken back because they came from a state that the entire state had fire protection and they bought a ranch thinking it was going to be their forever home. And we did actually put them in contact with Oracle Fire, and Oracle Fire would like to expand their district like you guys have done, but by the time they would get out to where Willow Springs is, they would have to have three more stations. I mean, it's just very remote.
Right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I never even thought, when I bought my home, I didn't think about anything like that, you know.
You don't until you need it.
Yeah, exactly. You go, what? I don't have any, EMS can't come out here or whatever. It's like, oh, my.
Just bad.
You know? Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, we're going to try and help whoever we can.
Awesome.
Yeah, with Chief.
Any assistance you guys need,
that's it.
Let me know.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Okay. Thank you,
Sheriff. Appreciate all you do.
Thank you.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Yes. When the mayor calls you.
Please say your wife hello.
I will.
Thank you.
It's funny that you call him that because that's what I always say. He's Arizona City's de facto mayor.
Yeah, he is.
All right. Next item on the agenda is old business. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of the 26-27 proposed preliminary PCFMA budget. Chief?
So thank you, Mr. Chairman. So again, everybody has the copy of the proposed budget. We've gone up $294,348 off of over the 2025-2026 budget to 2026-2027. So our proposed budget for this year, starting July 1st through June 30th of 2027, is $3.362883 million. And then we still have our line of credit to get us through that July and August. We're not seeing any money. We're proposed right now of just the same carryover that we always do, the $428,400. As we've discussed in meetings before, that the first Project Bella is supposed to come in line in June with our payment. Knock on wood, that comes through. We'll just adjust that between now and June if we have to. But this is just the first vote for the proposed budget for 2026-2027.
Okay. I have a motion to approve the proposed budget.
I will make that motion to approve the proposed budget.
Go ahead, Lloyd.
I would like to second that motion.
All those in favor to approve the proposed budget?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. All right, next item is the AFCA Summer Conference in Glendale.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So again, just for dates for everybody, the opening ceremony for this year's Summer Conference at Glendale starts July 14th. And it will run through the Friday of that week as well. Classes will start the 14th and end up Thursday afternoon, and the golf tournament will be Friday. So it'll be that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. At this time, none of our members are mandatory to come, but it's always open to the board for anybody that would like to run. I will say, just for a point of clarification, once we get our first joint partner off of that, then every board member will have to go again. So we'll have the conference in next January in Laughlin, and then the following July we'll have to go through as well.
Okay.
So just a point of information for everybody for planning purposes. If you'd like to attend, just let me know and I'll get everything set up for you.
I have a question on that. If we attended in July, would we still have to do it after the first joint partner?
You would, because we'll be a new entity officially at that point.
Thank you.
So.
All right, the next item is the next meeting date, regular business meeting. Items are due June 9th, 2022. Next meeting date will be June 9th, 2026. Agenda items are due by June 2nd, 2026. And that's it. Do we have a motion for adjournment?
So move.
All of us.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.